sit down, boys, have I got a treat for you.
Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery. We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the digital soup. We are the digital soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast that is once again a force of try. Do you guys get that link?
Try voice. Da,
clever link
pun. Wow, that was a little bit of Popeye and Jack Black there. That was awesome. Was that Jack Black doing Popeye?
What? Say that again.
Jack Black doing Popeye. Not the way you think.
I'm not thinking.
So I do have to say this, Adam. I had a listener friend of mine call us out today. Sent me a direct message and said, "Hey, I'm just getting caught up on episodes and I'm laughing so hard because you and Adam, you said that you and Adam were going to tag team Wonder Woman." And I was
she
like,
would own you guys.
I was like, "Ugh." I knew someone would catch that because I remembered it right away. Yeah. When we were talking about the trailers. And we're like, mm-hmm. All right, are the favorite DC characters. I said, all right, we have her on both of our lists, so we'll kind of tag team up on this one, and we'll both talk about her at the same time. Innocent enough comment, and I remember thinking clearly when that comment was made.
Think that wrong.
Yeah, and I was thinking, I am so glad Jason was not here for that moment because he would have jumped all over that. And then, of course, one of our good listeners, the mailman, sends me a message today saying, I'm dying laughing. You said you and Adam were going to tag team Wonder Woman. And I thought, oh, hope that it slipped
true.
By.
It's not just listeners that, call out things for you. I believe one of the hosts earlier today called you out on something you had said in last week's episode, Dave. Do you remember what that was?
No, I don't. I don't listen to the show.
You hate waking up to 8 inches?
Yeah, what was that?
You're talking about the snow you got. You were supposed to get a dusting or something, and then you woke up to 8 inches. But
yeah, I remember. I remember the conversation.
Snow or anything.
Yeah, I remember the conversation, but I'm looking back in the chat to see what exactly Adam said.
Because Dave, you said, and I'm going to quote you, woke up to almost 8 inches, which is always fun.
Really, Dave?
And,
regular day in my life.
Apologize for the family listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking about snow, right?
Yep, exactly. That's a lot of snow to wake up to, because then you have to go out and snow blow. And
you know, so the less I'm in the blah. Icky boom boom bang. What?
Anyway, for the first time in history, I actually listened to a show because I wasn't on it. And these guys are giving
it was
me
amazing.
I can't believe I listened to it.
Yeah, and then it was critiquing. Okay, listeners, Adam wasn't in last week's show, and then all of a sudden we're getting critiqued on the episode. He's calling us out on everything. You know, Dave's 8 inches.
I'm over here yelling,
edit. Yeah, stuff we were talking about, the Xbox. He's like, man, you guys are getting some Xbox hate going on there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
just like that. He sounded exactly like that, by the way.
I had to send them a link showing you could put the Xbox Series X sideways so you don't have to buy a new entertainment center.
But I did explain to Adam, because I am a thermal engineer.
False.
People don't realize this, but I am
a thermal
engineer.
You're a sandwich artist.
Same thing. So the way this is designed, the way the Xbox Series X, and actually there was an article that just came out in the last few days that said Microsoft did clarify, we're just calling this one Xbox. Series X is its model number, but technically it's just Xbox, which again is going to get it confused with everything else. But anyways, regardless of that,
wait,
the way this is...
They're going back... After doing the Xbox 360, the Xbox One for the third iteration, and then the 1S, 1X. Now they're just going to say, no, we're going back. We're resetting it. We're going to, what do they think they are? DC and Marvel rebooting every 5 years? Come on, Xbox.
Exactly. But I just want to clarify real fast before we go any further, because, you know, Adam was calling us out on this, linked up something where Microsoft did come out and say, hey, you guys can turn it on the side. But here's my thinking on this. Now, this is created, think of it like a big chimney, basically. It's a heat chimney. At the very top of the rectangle cube, whatever you want to call this, it does have that grate where the heat is going to dissipate from the top. Now, you turn this sucker on its side, heat still rises.
And then the heat's
going to
dissipate from the side.
No, but listen, no, it won't. It's gonna rise up, and it's going to get caught at the top because there's no way for it to go. So what do they have to do to actually get that heat out of that horizontal-placed Xbox Series X? They're going to have a fan go. So now a fan, which is going to cause noise, is going to pull that hot air out and shoot it out the side. Whereas if you have it standing straight up and down, just because heat rises, the heat's going to dissipate on its own, so the fan will not spin up high.
Is this from a design you read, or did you make that
exactly
up?
Well, I'm a thermal engineer, so I know how these things work. So once you do turn it on its side, you can put it on its side, but it's going to be more noisy.
I think just like any computer, the fan's going to kick in when it's working really hard.
But if its exit is not blocked, it's not going to kick on.
Your exit's blocked.
Well, thank you.
According to Xbox, they designed it to support both vertical and horizontal, and nobody says anything about extra fan noise. But you know what?
Well, that's how they designed it. You're going to have to put a fan on when you're horizontal.
If it turns out that that's true, I'm going to send you a gift, Jason.
An Xbox Series X?
Nope, maybe a pair of socks.
Oh, you said a GIF. I'm sorry.
No, not a GIF, a gift. Okay. I'll mail you something cool.
Oh, but sweet.
This has to be a true, honest to God, like, user complaint.
It's so loud when I put it on its side because the heat's not extracting properly.
Okay, but it's not only that. Hey, so let's do this. Let's get an Xbox Series X when they're released.
Yep,
let's
send
put
one here.
A thermal measuring tool on the CPU and GPU, and let's test it after 1 hour of play when it's sitting, vertically,
the thermal
and then 1 hour
tool.
When it's exactly
thermometer.
You got to use the scientific terminology.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, anyway, let's stop this arguing. My name is Jay, and joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and Divida. How are you guys doing this week?
Well, I'm doing good, and I'm going to give Dave a little bit of time because he dropped his microphone arm, and he's muted and trying to get it fixed.
Yes, dang it.
How did you know he dropped microphone arm?
It says in cast.
Oh,
I was like,
I don't
oh,
have
man,
that up. I'm
Dave
sorry.
Really hates my opinion on the Xbox. He's being really quiet, like, how dare you go against what Jason says?
See, now, if Dave would have actually been part of that conversation, he would have 100% agreed with me. So
Probably. So anyway,
or I could be like a Dr. Cannon. I could be like, I know exactly who this is. Let me tell you why.
Let's see. This week has been
nobody
scrambled,
gets that.
Scramble to get the Christmas shopping done.
I get the reference.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Adam. I do apologize.
Nobody cares anyway.
I do. I'm so happy you're back. I mean, I had to deal with Dave last week. Oh my God.
To tell me about it. I've been there a lot of times thanks to you.
Just kidding. Dave's like, you know what? I gotta run my own podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is his side podcast now.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Adventures in Creativity.
Exactly. I called Dave out on this earlier. Dave now has merch for his side podcast. We do not have merch for this podcast.
Spoilers, it's my recommendation today.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, can I tell you this here real fast? I got home tonight, and I'm not even joking you, Dave. I said, hey, how's everything going? Kids are in bed, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, oh, by the way, you know your podcast is not going to last much longer, right? And I go, why? And she goes, Dave's got T-shirts for his other podcast.
That so signifies she must the end of other hobbies.
Dave is trying to get out of this one.
Yep. I better start a merch store.
He's trying to.
Nope. Dave is trying to expand his creative horizons. And figured why not?
Exactly.
Digital soup's not going anywhere. Sorry to shatter your wife's Christmas.
Oh, really, yeah, it's not going anywhere except down.
Anywho.
Oh, wow.
So we're recording this 5 days before Christmas. Are you guys all prepared for Christmas?
Yeah.
You mean, do we got our shopping done? Actually, yes. I can say we successfully have all of our shopping done.
Shopping done, decorations up.
Well, didn't you get those paper funnels in bulk last time?
What was that?
So, didn't you get those paper funnels in bulk last time?
Yep. Did and you get Funyuns. Don't forget the Funyuns.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Maybe air filter.
An air filter? No, that's too expensive, dude. That's like more of an anniversary gift.
Adding on to it? Oh, okay.
Oh, oh my gosh. I am so sorry, guys. I've been popping it up. I'm having a night. This stupid mic arm. I went to adjust and the whole thing fell right in my lap. I always mute my mic.
Usually that's a good thing.
Because whenever I'm going to move it, I don't want it to make noise. Well, yeah, but I always hit mute on my mixer. I don't want it to make noise if I'm adjusting the microphone. Mm-hmm. And thankfully I did, because the whole thing crashed, almost spilled my coffee, pulled cables all over, man. Speakers fell off.
Dogs and cats.
What a nightmare. Okay.
Yeah. We're like three lumps of coal in a dirty sock.
So I apologize. I've been chiming in. Where were we?
This is technically our Christmas episode, because when you do hear this,
no.
It will be 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah, after. This is our last episode.
No.
2019. No. Christmas is done.
You're wrong.
This.
You know what?
Get that tree down.
Well, you kind of jumped all over what podcast. I was going to say here, but I was going to say, hey, Adams, what'd you get for Christmas? It was 2 days ago.
I'm just imagining a lump of coal in a dirty sock.
Hey, yeah. That's what we're getting too.
Sweet.
Well, we're not all like Jason who buys his own gift.
Well, I'm 48. You buy your own stuff. Well, okay. My wife and I, we this is just the gift from her to me and me to her. We choose what we want.
You bought your all gift the like other months ago, used it, loaded it with stuff, and then put it back.
I've never technically used it.
Oh, okay.
So, get this. See what you think of this logic.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I better not. I'm not going to say this, because just in case ears are listening, I better keep. I'm not.
Usually,
gonna say
ears
it.
Do listen because anuses can't.
No,
hear.
I mean little ears, and I don't want to be a Grinch.
Adam, say it. Say it, Adam.
What?
Edit.
No.
No, I don't want to ruin it. The idea was...
I'm going to edit so much in this episode. Well,
the idea was basically, I saw it on this hunting forum, and it said, hey guys, go buy yourself whatever new hunting rifle you want, wrap it up, put it under the tree, and label it Santa. And then your wife has no choice Christmas morning, because she either has to go along with it or ruin things.
Look
so.
What Santa brought
didn't
me.
Buy you this?
You went and bought the. No, it says Santa.
Mom.
You mean there's no Santa?
Yeah.
Santa's just your dad, and he's a jerk, and he hates cookies.
I mean, he's lying. He's impersonating Santa. That's a punishable offense. No gifts next year.
Yeah, okay. Hey, now, quick question here while we're talking about Santa. Adam, I think you have the oldest child out of the three of us, correct?
Probably.
How old is your 13. Oldest?
13.
Okay.
Yep.
Does she no longer believe in Santa, I'm assuming?
It's been a long time. Yeah, she does not.
Okay. Well, my she's 11 now. She was 10 last year, and she was kind of like, this is not really your Santa, aren't you, Dad? That type of thing. Well, this year she's full on, because, kids at school blow things usually,
Yeah. I think when she was about 8, she found out.
Mm. Well, so this year, my oldest, she's been helping us. Like, she has been moving the elf around, so my wife and I
Santa's
don't have to hide
helper.
It every night. Yes. She's doing that for us, which is kind of nice. And, she's going to help us, because the little ones, they like to try to sneak out and take little peeks and stuff. And we can't until they're fully asleep. And I've always hated this as they got older, because now it's like 2 a.m. before they're fully asleep. We can't start bringing out the presents from Santa. Well, hopefully, my oldest will be able to help us out there a little bit. But how about you, Dave? Are your kids still believe in it totally, or are they out of it now too?
Oh yeah,
they are. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, it's sad when they don't, isn't it, Adam? a little bit. The fun's bit of the fun's gone.
I think any time that your child moves on from something, you know what I mean? It's like it's kind of sad, nostalgic almost, because it goes so fast.
Yeah. Your parents probably told you this too when you were first getting married and having kids. My parents did, and you don't really think about it, but then it's 100% truth. They say enjoy them while they're little because it goes by so fast. Yep. I would have never thought that, because I'm thinking a year is a year no matter what. But now, as a prime example, today on my Facebook memories or whatever you call that, was a video I made of Janie, my oldest. She's 11, almost 12, when I believe she was 2, I think it is. And I shared it on my Facebook page again, but it popped up and she's just this little girl playing with her doll set in the dollhouse. And she's telling me that for Christmas, she wants to get a potty because her dolls need to go potty. And so I showed it to her to embarrass her. But I mean, it's like my daughter's 11 going on 16, and this was a little 2-year-old. And it's like, you really do miss that. Yep. And so to all the other parents out there with little ones, I'm going to be my parents to you. Just enjoy it because it does. It's fleeting. Pretty soon you're going to have a teenager asking to borrow the car.
Well, yeah. When my oldest became a teenager this year, I went, oh my gosh, in 5 years, she'll be an adult. Yeah. 5 years, technically an adult. That's just because 5 years is nothing. I mean, it's just by in a flash. So,
definitely. Oh, I didn't mean to bring everybody down. I'm sorry.
But hey, take advantage of this stuff. I mean, this is a good topic to bring up because here we are at the end of another year and it just flew by for me. 2019 gone like that.
And that just, as an adult, they fly. I remember as a kid, summer vacation used to almost seem like it was a year when I was little. Yeah. And then when I got older, it seemed like it wasn't anything, of course. But
yep, exactly. Now, I'm going to switch gears here because we're getting a little sad. But we need to talk about some great games that came out in 2019, most of which I didn't play, but some of them I did.
Well, of course, most of them none of us played. But we heard about a lot of great ones. Well, we're old, dude. We just don't have the time to play some of these games.
Speak for yourself. You might have false teeth, but...
Whatever. So,
Dave
shows
up.
Yep. So, like Adam and Dave, Dave's a, temporary Dave or occasionally Dave.
I'm here. Temporary Dave. Listening.
He's over temporary. There. He's running a merch shop right now. He doesn't even hear us.
Yes.
He's busy fulfilling orders.
He's shipping them out right now. He's putting the labels on.
You know what? I got to say, the thumbs up, absolutely. That's I got to get me one of those.
The what?
The thumbs up, absolutely sure.
Oh, I don't
Did you
even
see Dave's store?
No, I didn't. I was at work, unlike you guys.
I have to sometimes turn my phone on its face to get the notifications to stop while I'm writing code or something. I'm like, stop it, guys. Stop it.
Whatever. I know you were sleeping when I was texting.
Whatevs. Sleepwalking.
All right, so let's get back to the games here. So there were some really big standouts. And for me, I mean, I do own a PS4. So a couple of the big ones I'm going to say is Days Gone. Amazing. That game was huge. It sold very well. And it was, highly anticipated because we've been talking about that game almost as long as the show's been around. We've talked about it a lot of the different CESs and ESSs and PSSs.
Absolutely.
I can't remember what all the new game shows were called, but what'd you say?
Hey, he said he's making fun of me.
No, I totally missed it because of this stupid lag that I'm getting.
I said absolutely.
He said absolutely. Oh.
And another one I'm going to name, it's another PS4 one, but was fantastic, was the remake of the Crash Team Racing Nitro Edition or whatever it was called. It was something like that. But it has all the original boards plus super enhanced graphics. Really awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's just games, great games out for every system. Red Dead Redemption 2. None of us have it yet, but, that looks amazing. My bro has it, and he's been enjoying it. Dave and I have been enjoying a couple of brand new games. Let's see, Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain. No, that was released
Solid
like five
Snake.
Years ago. Yeah.
You guys remember the Solid Snake?
Yeah, that was. Was that when we were talking about the game originally? I can't remember now. But yeah, there's great games in every genre. Hey, what were some of the standout games? Not even necessarily what you guys played, but some of the big ones, maybe some coworkers played. Oh my, I'm trying to keep going here, guys.
I'm listening.
There's only two games from 2019 that I played that are, I think, just came out, and one of them was Apex Legends, which I think came out at the very beginning. And actually, Dave and I both played that quite a bit the beginning of the year.
Early on, yeah.
Early on. And then The Outer Worlds I've been playing on Xbox a little bit.
And what do you think of that?
Which one was that? Is that the Fallout 4 in space?
Yeah, it's like an open source, or an open source.
Open source? Oh, get some balm on those.
No, it's an open world sci-fi space adventure. It's very similar in kind of tone, in my opinion, to Fallout 4, where it's kind of quirky. Mm-hmm. So far, it's been pretty good. I've only put, you know, maybe a couple hours into it, but it's pretty fun. And it's got, I mean, really beautiful graphics and stuff like that, so... Not to be confused with Outer Wilds, which is a completely different game I see on this list.
Isn't that Nick Cannon's show he's on?
I have no idea.
That's Wild.
You know, the one that I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I haven't played it, but the new Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order I've heard is actually very fun as well.
Did you play that one, cool. Adam?
No, but I would love to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, usually you're just the Star Wars game guy.
Yeah,
it came out in November 15th.
I wonder if my system can actually play this one.
New. Well, it needs 4 cores. I'm sorry.
Well, it's PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
It's on Xbox. I can always get it there.
It's pretty sad that your Xbox is actually more powerful than your PC, but you know, whatever.
You're pretty sad that your your face is pretty sad.
I am. I just got to say to all the listeners, I always harass Adam about his PC. Just
you don't have enough cores.
This is a tech show. He works in the world of tech, and he has a 2-core. Is it a Celeron?
Might as well be, huh? No, it's an AMD Athlon.
No, what was it was a Cyrix processor.
Yeah, Cyrix 686.
That's the one.
2 megs of RAM.
There was a couple of there's a lot of other games that came out that I always wanted to play, but one of them was the Resident Evil 2 remake. Did you guys see how awesome that looks? I mean, the way they've Resident Evil 2 was probably one of my favorites.
So wait, is the upgrade like Business Evil 2? And then Corporate?
Exactly. It's Resident Evil Pro. Commercial edition.
Commercial evil. Oh man, all these industrial complexes are haunted.
Yeah. Well, commercial evil too isn't that where you're just playing a CEO because all big corporations are supposedly evil? Yep.
Trying to drive profits. There's no zombies, there's nothing. Small business. It's just a bad guy.
It's an umbrella company, I think, something like that.
I think it's called The Sims.
Adam doesn't get that because he never played Resident Evil.
The Umbrella Corporation.
Oh, dang it.
I had played it once.
Greatest door opening sim ever.
Yeah, it was. The original one, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember watching. I think I watched you play that, Jason, and it was like, open this door. I'm going to go get a snack.
I hope this isn't Chris's blood. Jill, the master of unlocking. Some of the best dialogue ever.
Jill.
I want to hear about some other Jill standouts Valentine. In your guys' opinion. Dave, we haven't heard anything from you. Let's go.
You know, I have not played anything new. other than Apex Legends, I really haven't. I did the free weekend because Anthem came out.
No, they
did
you're the lying.
Free weekend.
Wasn't this the year that Fallout 76 came out?
Oh, was it? Or I thought that was.
Or was 18. It last year? I don't know. Maybe I'm. That was last year.
But
I think it was 2018.
Sonic Racing came out this year.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
but not the one that we were playing. Sonic Team Racing did come out this year, but we're playing, and actually the better one. I didn't tell you guys, I did get Sonic Team Racing, and I enjoy the last iteration, the Transformed. Oh, it's so much better. The tracks are better, and transforming into all these, you know, into the boats and the planes and stuff just adds that huge aspect. Going to straight on the course racing after that, it's pretty rough, man.
boring.
Yeah.
That's because everything's better with Transformers.
Yeah.
It needs to be a Transformer.
No, I mean, in all seriousness, though.
Are you serious right now?
Serious, no. Yeah, I'm being serious right now. I other than Apex Legends, I really haven't played anything brand new. I have been, you know, I've dove into some games that are new to me, like we had joked about with Metal Gear Phantom Pain and some of these others. We did what? Not Dead by Daylight. What was the one we did? It's an older game.
Yeah. What was that?
Super Mario Brothers.
No, the zombie game we played together. We were up on the top of the roof.
Oh.
Left 4 Dead?
Left 4 Dead 2. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
what I mean, that's an older game, but that was new to me. Though. I'd never played it. You know,
the only one of us that had played it actually was Adam, I think.
Yeah, we're at the very last stage. I'm just going to remind
everybody. Oh, stop it.
Very last
literally
stage.
Literally fighting the final boss. The
final boss, final stage. Jason's like, I'm tired. Good night, guys. Dave and I had to beat it ourselves. And we did.
But see, let me reiterate again what it was. Dave works banker hours. Adam is a house husband, and I was up at 3 a.m. to go to work. 3 a.m., so it was late.
I just caught your phrasing, Dave. Thank
you. Oh, I missed it because of the lag.
Banker hours for me, I get up at 6, and I work until just 5:30, 6 o'clock. I mean,
the bank closes at 4:30, 4:35, you're in your car.
No, I wish. I'd still be able to go shoot some sunrises in the winter.
Well, that's...
Our sunsets, I mean.
You know, aren't sunrises protected?
What?
No, because they're renewable resource.
Shooting sunrises, but you can't do that. They're protected by law.
I see what you did.
They come back every day.
Jason, what games have you played this year?
I've actually played a lot of games. Oh, my gosh.
Just not with us.
And I'm going to say, I mean... I'm playing a lot of games, not to completion, of course. I'm playing 10 minutes here, maybe a half hour, but I played a lot.
Okay, now.
Very satisfying.
Let me stop you right there. I've played so many games this year. Oh, my God. So many.
10 minutes here.
I mean, not to completion. 10 minutes there. Yeah, I like loaded it in that, you know, I got through the initial, here's how the controller works, and then was like, all right, sweet game. Gotta go. I gotta go. Let me try it. Let me try some more Ark on my iPad. Oh, man.
I have played so much Ark. So many. So much Ark.
Guys, I woke up and my thing was being attacked.
I played Spider-Man so hard until I got to learning the fourth button.
I mean, I played it so hard I shot webs.
Yeah, I did. As soon as I slung on my first webs across the city, then I had to shut it off. But man, that game was amazing.
Yep.
Now, Days Gone, literally, I did put in about an hour into Days Gone. It was a great game.
A whole hour.
An hour.
Yes.
Okay, keep talking. I got to look something up.
Now, I thought I got Spider-Man this year because I got it at launch, but no, that was 2018. Dang it, I wanted to talk about Spider-Man. No,
you got Caterpillar Guy.
Yes, exactly.
A different game.
Mothman.
And his prophecies. Okay.
All right, he put in a ton of time into the Days Gone main story. How long would you guess?
Well, didn't you hear me say an hour?
I put in an hour.
No, yeah, he did.
How far did I progress in the game?
No. How long overall, on average, do you think the main story campaign is in Days Gone?
I have no idea, dude. I didn't play it that much.
So you put in roughly an hour. So much of that game. And the main story lasts roughly 30 hours.
So I'm a little behind? Is that what you're trying to say?
You got through the prologue is what I'm saying.
I just figured out the buttons. I remember we talked about that game so much because it started off with Jason being like, I don't know if I could play this thing. Yep. Look how intense this is. Oh, man. And we're all excited about
Xanax.
It. And you played it for an hour?
Well, I don't have time.
And then left it. Well... How many hours this... let's be real. How many hours have you put into Ark on the iPad?
Okay, there is such a big difference.
No excuses.
Difference? Because I can play it in bed, on the toilet, in my chair, up in the living room. I can play it...
Oh, you sleep in a weird spot.
if I'm going to be honest...
Your bed, toilet, in the living room.
Guys, I probably play Ark at least an hour a day.
All right, you're cut off.
So I play a ton of Ark.
I play a ton of PUBG now. I mean, it's you find the games that you really get into, and you, for a while you get into them, and that's the way it goes.
I'm just busting your, you know, I won't say
chops.
Giving you a hard, yeah, your chops, yeah.
Oh, giving chop. You a hard, yeah, time. That's better to say.
Because I don't, yeah, I don't put in much time. If I can play an hour of games once every 2 months, mm-hmm. that's about all I put in these days.
We used to be able to do
more. I mean, that includes like mobile phone, anything, but it's because I'm, you know, building a merch store and
that kind of
stuff.
You're an entrepreneur.
Yeah. I throw my, and it's just it's a personal choice, and I love gaming. So I'm not like ripping on you guys. It's just one of those things where when I do get free time, usually I'm working on something like that, because the gaming, whenever I play, like I love playing games, but I always end up feeling after, you know, 15 minutes, half hour, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of wasting time. I should be working on this or writing that article or doing this, you know.
Dave,
so I have a hard time. Yeah,
that's why you need to get that Switch, because you can play in bed and you'll be like, well, I'd just be sleeping if I wasn't playing, so I'm not really wasting my time. Or when you're on the John, you'd be like, well, what else am I going to do? Be flipping through a magazine? I'm playing this game while I'm on the John doing my business.
Jason, don't you have a TV in your room?
Yes.
We
have a TV in our room, but it might get turned on a couple times a year. That's about it. And it's not because we watch it. it gets turned on, like say we're doing something in the room.
Whoa.
No, not like that. Yes, no, we need that as background noise. Instructional videos.
You're using it to record.
Yes, gotcha. Exactly. No, but you know what I mean? We don't, like, say we're in there and we're doing some type of project, like we're putting up a ceiling fan or whatever. We might throw the TV on just for background noise. Literally, we don't watch TV in the bedroom. I don't know why.
PlayStation in there and hook up headphones and play.
The what? I'm sorry?
Move your PlayStation in there, hook up some headphones and play.
Well, because it's downstairs on my 4K television and it's not a 4K PlayStation.
Oh. Okay.
All right, so games. We're talking about the games of 2019. any games that were announced, gentlemen, that you really wished you could have played, be it that you don't have the funds to buy the game or you don't have the system to play it on, but you really want to play it? Anything you can think of offhand?
Well, for me, the top couple is, I know it's not a new game, but it just came to PC in 2019, Red Dead 2. I really do want to try that.
That would be cool.
Which I know it's not brand new, but I'd love to get into that a little bit. There was another one too we were talking about a little bit ago. See, I struggle with like the shooters and stuff because I'm just old and I'm not good at it. Right. Death Stranding I'd like to try, but that's a PS4
exclusive
classic. Yeah. You know, not exclusive, that's what I meant. And I don't have that. The other one I'm looking
someday,
in this list
though,
I was
just
looking at. Maybe.
I'd be interested in trying this Baba Is You game that you were telling me about.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's you got to check out the game, Dave. It's like you said, it's Baba Is You, and it was recommended to me by some of my staff at work when they found out that I was getting a Switch for Christmas. But it's also available on PC and Mac, so you could try it out.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a weird indie game, but they say it is fun as heck. It's like that stupid. What's that other one? The Untitled Goose Game. Which just
that's what I was
sounds
that's
dumb and has
it.
Really weird graphics, but people say it's great. I don't know.
Well, this one,
it looks fun.
I looked this Baba Is You up, and it got nominated for Best Indie Game at the 2019 Golden Joystick Awards and for Indie Game of the Year at Titanium Awards and Best Independent Game at the Game Awards 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And Polygon considers this one of the best puzzle games in years.
Yeah, so very really simplistic graphics, but they say it's really good.
So it's... The game centers around the manipulation of rules, which is represented by tiles with words written on them in order to allow the titular character Baba or some other object to reach a specified goal. Now, if that doesn't sound like fun, I don't know what does. But I definitely want to try this out.
It looks cool. I do want to try the Outer Worlds, which you've been playing, Adam.
Yeah.
That's one I've heard is actually pretty fun. Now, I'm looking at this list. Have you guys seen much on this game? It's called Observation.
I played Operation as a kid.
Observation. I've been monitoring it. It's made by a company called No Code. And this is a description from the website. It's a Kubrickian science fiction thriller that augments the innovative leaps of Stories Untold and Alien Isolation. Basically, you play it through the lens of an artificial intelligence system that is tasked with aiding a medical officer who is supposed to repair a space station and locate survivors, all that kind of stuff. But I guess it's kind of a point and click narrative puzzler, you know, kind of game. Looks like the kind of game that'd be nice and mellow, but sounds like it has a pretty cool sci-fi story, and it could be kind of fun to check out with very little tension and stress, you know.
That looks kind of cool. It's a sci-fi thriller uncovering what happened to Dr. Emma Fisher and the crew of her mission through the lens of the station's AI, Sam.
Sam, ooh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's like Dave. Sorry, Dave, I can't do
it. Well, this other one, I remember us talking about it too, and I see it pop up on Steam on sale every now and then. I think about buying it. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, kind of a back in the feudal Japan or and whatever, late 1500s.
That's right up your alley there, Adam, because you like that, what, Tenchu, right? That was a big game for you?
I love it.
Oh, no, wait, that was Dave. Never mind. You didn't have a PlayStation.
Tenchu Stealth Assassins on a PlayStation, yeah. Incredibly ugly when you try and look at it now. Like, it does not hold up. It's tough to play because it's hard to see anything. But
very muddy.
Adam, if you think of like the Metal Gear, you know, sneaking around assassin kind of style of gameplay, and then just put it in there instead of, you know, Solid Snake, you've got a ninja assassin, and it's super fun.
That does sound awesome.
I mean, it's an old game.
I love those old ninja movies, or ninja games. Well, movies
too. You like ninja movies too, TV shows.
You guys remember American Ninja?
I think I'd seen it once.
I grew up on those things.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I grew up on those movies. I loved it.
All right. Well, I mean, there's so many games. We could talk about this forever, but we have a lot of other stuff we want to talk about. So, hey, listeners. If there's any games that, you know, we're like, you idiots, how could you not mention this? Feel free to, you know, tweet us or, you know, message us in Facebook and let us know, and we'll talk about it next episode because, you know, we always need something to talk about. We're kind of boring guys.
Absolutely.
You.
What?
I'm not getting enough. This absolutely. Is that one of his t-shirts? Does it just say absolutely on it?
No.
I'll send you a link.
It is, isn't it? A shirt that says absolutely.
That's cool.
All right, guys. Well, why don't we recommend some stuff? Because, you know, Dave wants to recommend his merch.
Digital Soup Recommendations.
Do it.
You guys go first.
All right. So what I am going to recommend here is, I know it's been out since, what, about March or April of this year. But it's the Raspberry Pi 4. And the reason why I'm recommending it now is because within the last week, I finally installed LACA on it, which is an emulation front end for it. And it's very reminiscent of the interface for the PlayStation, which I'm not a big fan of the PlayStation 3 and 4's interface. But, I mean, it works well on this. It doesn't have all the flash and awesomeness that Emulation Station has, and you know, with the RetroPie, but they don't have that updated yet for the, you know, officially for the Raspberry Pi 4. So I did go with the LACA, and I do have to tell you, it plays PS1 games awesome. Like my Raspberry Pi 3, it played them decently, but I am getting very good frame rates, and the games are just playing amazing on it. And that's why I got to recommend it because as Dave and Adam know, I did purchase a PlayStation Classic and I planned on, you know, going ahead and replacing the games that are on it with some that I want. But now my Raspberry Pi 4 with LACA is playing the games even better than the original PlayStation because unlike the PlayStation Classic, on through emulation, I can add all the anti-aliasing, all kinds of filters and stuff, and the games look so much sharper and better than they ever did on the original system or the PlayStation Classic. So that's why I recommend a Raspberry Pi 4 and LACA for emulation right now. It's awesome.
Sweet.
LACA.
Nice.
LACA, LACA, LACA. L-A-K-K-A. If you, I remember when somebody recommended Laka, I'm like, how do you spell that? I was trying to figure out because I was trying to Google it. And finally I saw it. It's L-A-K-K-A. It makes it easy if I spell it for you.
Nice.
Gotcha.
I'm recommending Virtuwell. And this is a service that if you've never done an online doctor visit before, Virtuwell is one of those that is extremely easy to use. For some reason, I couldn't find their app in the store, but if you go to virtuwell.com, it says V-I-R-T-U-W-E-L-L. Basically, you just have to start putting in your symptoms, and they can diagnose a whole bunch of different conditions. Like, let's see, which ones are they able to diagnose? They treat sinus, cough, allergy, women's health, kids' health, eye and ear, skin, rashes, flu, chronic and preventive. And basically, it's so easy to step through. They get all this information from you about your symptoms. And then at the end of it, you put in your payment because it's like $49 or something like that as far as the pricing goes.
Okay,
Just for the visit.
And question. What's the difference between this and WebMD where doctors always say, do not go to WebMD and self-diagnose because no matter what you put in there, you have cancer.
This is different because it's not a self-diagnosis. There's actually doctors and medical professionals at Virtuwell that will look at your symptoms and actually prescribe you a treatment plan. And if they don't give you a prescription or come up with a treatment plan, they will actually refund your money and they'll tell you go see an actual physical doctor at a location.
Okay. In person.
One of the things that makes this awesome is that, for instance, if someone in your family is sick and you don't want to have to drive to a clinic and you wait and all that stuff and get it spread around. A lot of these, you know, common things that like illnesses that you can be treated, you know, online can be. And it's kind of awesome. We just used this today in my family and it worked just perfectly.
Wait. I don't mean to make light of this, but did you really just say a lot of these viruses that can be treated online?
Okay, let me rephrase that. A lot of these conditions can be diagnosed online, and they can offer a treatment plan via the website.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
You can get rid of that online now.
Well, you got to buy a virus program, of course, but then it will get rid of it for you.
So yeah, this is really a true antivirus. Yeah. If I ever heard one, it's cloud based.
Nice. Cloud based.
Virtuwell.
You know, I need to get better at communication.
Brought to you by McAfee.
Yeah. But they also took insurance information. You know, so there's a lot of people don't know that they might have a benefit in their insurance. If you check with your work, check your benefit plan. They also refer to this as telemedicine or virtual visits. Check with your employer. It's kind of cool service, though. Absolutely. I mean, it was super easy to use. Yeah, absolutely.
You were saying before I cut you off, like common stuff, like what you guys are dealing with today, like say colds, flu, that kind of thing, where they might say, all right, we need you to take like a Z-Pack or, you know, the
Tamiflu.
Tamiflu, that kind of stuff like that you need a prescription for, but it's not like, you know, real specialized medicine. That stuff, they'll be able to hook you up and send that to your pharmacy.
I mean, you don't want to, if you've got something really serious that's not one of these common things, you need to go see an actual
Like Hodgkin's.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't do that over the web.
But if you try, they will tell you. Your symptoms, you need to go see somebody.
Right. It's kind of like, it sounds a lot like if you've ever like called your local physician and talked to like the nurse hotline, where the only thing is the nurse hotline, their answer will ultimately be either, nah, you should be fine, stay home and sleep it off, or yep, come in and see us. You know, they're not going to do anything over the phone.
Right.
And they legally can't, you know.
And a lot of nurse hotlines will not issue a prescription, whereas Virtuwell
exactly.
Can. And right. Jason, you're in luck. They even treat jock itch.
So. Oh, nice. Now I'm trying to remember Chris Rock. He had a whole segment on this, and it was like his mom, no matter what he had, she would treat it with
Robitussin.
Robitussin. it was hilarious. It was like, let the Tussin work.
Well, it's either that or Dennis Leary being hopped up on the queue.
The cue.
Remember that skit? The NyQuil?
Oh.
Nice.
NY big Q. I almost said the word.
You know,
yeah, he had a whole skit about NyQuil. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right, Dave, what's yours?
So I'm going to hit you with two things. You know, the one going to be, I am going to tell you where to find my little merch store here. Quite proud of it. But my actual recommendation, actual recommendation is I went, as we're recording this last night, Thursday night, opening night, and saw Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to spoil anything. All I will say is this. With any fan base, you're going to have people angry on one side or the other. This movie, I could understand completely why people feel like, oh, it didn't deliver on this and didn't do this or didn't do that. It's very much the same way. Remember how when we talked about Avengers Endgame and we're like, yeah, just like they did this and did this, a real fan service moments kind of, you know? There are moments in this movie that are very clearly meant as just, you know, this is for the fans. It might not always make the most sense in the story or the plot or whatever else. There's some holes. It's not a perfect film. But I'll tell you what, I laughed, I smiled, I cried numerous times in this film while I was watching it, had tears rolling. And I left just smiling. And I really, really enjoyed it. And I think if you followed Star Wars through all this, it's definitely a good, entertaining finish to this last trilogy.
I do agree, but there was one part of the movie that actually did take me out of it. It was when Chewie broke the fourth wall, looked at the camera, and winked. I just...
And then the circle closed, and that was the end. It's like, what?
And he was all like, blah, 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 folks.
It's like, and then the circle just closes around his eye that winked.
That'd have been awesome.
Truly.
I was,
Dave would have cheered. He would have got up.
Yeah. No, I had... I avoided talking about it today online even because I didn't want to say anything that could be taken as a spoiler, except for I did throw out there some random, like, completely fictional, made-up stuff. Like, I don't know, that whole scene where Rey just slaughtered Baby Yoda like that was just so unnecessary.
Is Baby Yoda in it?
You know?
No, he would be really old. No, never mind.
He's in The Mandalorian. No, but no, and then that. I was like, The big twist, though, is when you found out that Alf from the old 80s TV show, he was actually the Sith Lord through all of this.
Oh, that wild. Would rock.
You know, and I was just straight saying a Melmac. Couple things like that. Yeah, nice. And it was just like, no, I'm not talking, but I did see it spoiled today online quite a bit, and that's pretty sad.
I don't know
sad.
Why
like,
they do that.
No, it's opening day, second day, you know.
It's going to be a while before I can see it, I think, but. So
when it comes out on video,
it's well worth a watch.
Dave, you're with me on the last one not being a huge fan of, right?
You know, I didn't mind it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
But
I was more curious. It depends, you know. Here's what I can say. Here's what I can say. Adam, given what your opinion on the last one was, I think you're going to love this one.
Yes.
Because it seems to me the people I've seen that have seen it, the people that loved the last film are the ones that are kind of upset with this film, that feel like they were kind of ripped off. The people that hated the last film.
They didn't save enough animals in this one.
Yeah. The people that hated hated the last film, I should say, seem to, you know, really enjoy this film.
Well, and
so,
everybody's getting one thing, and you can't please everybody, and there it is.
But, right. And I just think it's a great way to wrap it up and then hopefully let the movie franchise, you know, settle down a little bit and focus on stories like The Mandalorian and some of these other things and tell some different stories that aren't necessarily the big, epic, you know, these are the new canon of Star Wars kind
Besides,
of stories.
Besides, we wait another 20, 30 years. That's when episode 10, 11, and 12 will come out. Ray will be really old. Yeah.
Will be really old.
We'll be probably maybe dead. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, this thing will get a senior discount at the theater. So.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
who's,
like I said...
Where's Chewie at? Did he just wink?
Yeah, you think...
Jason called it.
nailed it. Do you think... do you think that Chewie and you know, if they did that 30 years from now, he'll show up in this film. Do you think they'll make him like sound like an old man Chewie? Like,
it slows his growl down.
Suddenly,
and Chewie's
like
teeth fall out of his mouth.
He sounds like the grandpa from The Simpsons or something.
He's got sharp dentures.
Yeah, I don't know. that's funny. No.
Okay, and what's your other recommendation?
Well, my other one is what you guys have been teasing me about the whole time. And yes, I did go out and create this little merch store for Adventures in Creativity. I've got just put three designs in there. Just having some fun. One is my logo. One is the absolutely phrase that Adam's been in, you know, having fun with tonight. And then the other one is called True North Creative, just kind of the idea of, you know, find your true voice, find your true north, and stick to that. And just created a couple designs. I figured, what the heck, I'm going to throw it up on Teespring. So I'll have that linked in the show notes. So you can go to AICpod.com, and there's a link that says merch up on top. Or if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see a photo of the sweatshirt with my logo on it, and you can just click that as well. But some kind of cool stuff if you want to rep some Adventures in Creativity gear. So figured, yeah, I'd just absolutely share that.
So when are you getting the Digital Soup one up then?
Well, I don't know. It's easy to do. I can show you how to do it. It's
probably should now.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about the best movies of 2019, because we were just talking about there a new one any that Dave's recommending. I got to see it, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
What were some of the big movies in 2019, and what were some of your faves? I think there's a lot of big movies that came out this year.
I got to say, you know, there's two in my book, and you know, being the geek nerd guy that I am, the two big ones for me is, of course, you have to say Endgame. That was amazing. I mean, I love that 3-hour drama. Just I could watch it like 5 times in a row, and that would be 15 hours, just, you know, for you mathematicians out there. And then the other one, John Wick 3, man. It was amazing. Those super two movies, fun. If I had to think back to 2019, those are the two I'm going to remember.
There's one more I'll add to that.
Which one?
Well, there's a bunch more I'll add to that, but Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Fantastic. Then we did get Captain Marvel early in the year. We got Shazam. Was A Quiet Place this year? That was last year, wasn't it?
I think that was last year.
Yeah.
Was Bird Box this year, though? Maybe Bird Box.
Bird Box, yeah. Bird Box, I think, was this year. That was fun.
Quiet Place 2 coming out next year, I believe, right? Or at least Adam, the trailer.
Adam had me all like, what? Because he sent a trailer. I didn't even know. I had heard rumors about it, and then he's like, yeah, it comes out in January. I was like, what?
New Year's Day, Dave. Well, the YouTube video says full trailer coming out on New Year's Day, and all I read was coming out New Year's Day. I'm like, holy crap, they flew this one under the radar. Dave, check it out.
Dave, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, me too. I enjoyed the first one a lot.
And it looks like this one's going to pick up right where the other one left off, because I mentioned that in our chat when you guys showed me that. I was like, look at her foot was all bandaged up like from stepping on that nail. So
this is Quiet Place 2, No Retreat, No Surrender.
Hmm.
Is that what really about, the subtitle?
It's Electric Boogaloo.
Oh.
did either of you guys see Alita Battle Angel? Battle Angel?
I did not.
I enjoyed that. It wasn't maybe was one that of the biggest movies. Yep. The Joker for me.
Yeah,
honestly,
I was gonna say Joker. We can't
way
forget
up
Joker.
There. I really dug that movie.
I'm in the
just
middle of watching that one.
The film is dark, and Adam, you put it pretty well when you said you're halfway through it and you just kind of feel like gritty, dirty.
I need a shower after watching this.
Yeah, not in like a perverse, you know, kind of way, but just in a like, wow, this is disturbing, and you know, it's dark, but visually, man, it's a stunning film.
Yeah,
so good.
There's a few. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies this year. But
I have too.
I mean, Brightburn. It was good.
You know, and I thought Brightburn was decent.
Godzilla King of Monsters was.
It's a cool I still concept. Haven't seen that one yet.
No, I didn't see that either.
I've seen a lot of movies, but I've not seen even more movies. And you know, movie I hadn't seen yet, but I really wanted to see, and I'm mad at myself because I forgot about it. Was Us. I thought that movie.
I haven't seen that one either.
Well, it's a horror movie. You don't like those type of movies, Adam.
Oh, from
but this is Jordan Peele's movie.
Yep. Because he did. What was the one previous? Was Us the first one?
Something about the twins, wasn't it? Or is that what this is? The doppelgangers? Or
yeah, I'm trying to remember now.
Oh, Get Out. Get Out.
Get Out, and then Us, and then there was one. He's got another one coming, I think. That's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, both of those looked very good. I never saw either one of them.
And I got to see them because I'm such a horror movie guy, but I never have. I can only watch it on my tablet in bed because I have little girls. And so because of that, I don't watch that many horror movies anymore. And it makes me sad because I love them.
So let me ask you this. This doesn't have to be a movie from 2019, but I want to know what you've, you know, as far as what you've watched in 2019 that you hadn't seen before. Well, can you guys think of any films that you watched that you were like, whoa, that was awesome?
Yeah. Was the stupid movie did the super review of He-Man.
Oh, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, Lordy.
Captain Marvel was 2019 also. I forgot about that. Yeah, Shazam.
I wasn't, you know, Captain Marvel was okay, but I wouldn't rank that as one of the best. For some reason, I didn't really care a whole lot for it.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of
all right.
Yep.
Shazam was another one. It was kind of fun, but it's not up there with Endgame. Endgame was kind of, you know, it was like the final game to me, I guess.
Was Into the Spider-Verse? Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Spider-Verse, that was 2019, I think. I've seen that a number of times, yeah.
New, different style animation.
Yeah, yeah. It's and just a great, great story, I thought.
And didn't that win some awards, too? I guess it was so good,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it did real well.
I was yawning
while I was
talking.
Okay, you guys doing an accent or something.
Did you guys see Glass at all?
I have it. I still haven't seen Split yet. So I got to see that one first, neither. And then Glass.
What about Netflix films?
I watched The Irishman.
What did you think? I hear mixed reviews of it.
It took me 4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a long one. It's a Scorsese movie. It was good, but it wasn't something I'd probably watch again.
Yeah.
Just because it was long, that long of a movie.
I want to watch it's Adam Driver, Kylo Ren. And Scarlett Johansson, they've got their film out on Netflix now, I believe, too, called A Marriage Story. That's getting... Jason, you won't like it. It's probably
chick
too
flick.
Romantic. Yeah, probably too chick flick for you. But it looks really, really good.
Well, I really want to see that new movie, Ed Asner?
Ad Astra?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. I heard...
you know Ed Asner?
I did that on purpose, great. Dude.
No, you did not.
I heard it's all right, but not great. If you want to see a good Brad Pitt film, go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, I want to see that too, but I love space movies, so that's every space movie I got to see.
I am with you on that, for sure.
You know what I saw a trailer for, and it actually looks really good. You know, Disney's doing their... Yeah, Disney's doing their live-action remakes now. You know, so many of them. We had Aladdin this last year. Dumbo got one. I saw the trailer before
Rescue
Star
Rangers.
Wars. No, for the new Mulan.
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer for that yet.
Neither
it's very like I don't know. It actually looks really good. Like watching it. Like I remember seeing trailers for Aladdin. Some of these other ones going. I don't know about this, you know. But this one felt very much like not the over-the-top fight scene styles like Crouching Tiger, but that kind of feel, like set in that era, you know, because of the stories back then. But it had that kind of, you know, classic martial arts kind of feel. It was very interesting looking.
I'll have to check that one out.
You guys just listen to me type.
Furiously.
Yeah, I'm like, what's
awesome. Going
on? Well, I was, I'm pulling up another article here because I wanted to see what I'm missing here.
You know what just dropped today as we're recording this on Friday the 20th?
What?
Netflix. The new Witcher series. That's what I'm going to be diving
into. I'll probably
into
check
now.
That out.
I absolutely will.
I wonder if it'll
love
be good
the
if
I
never played the game.
I've never played the game. I think you'd be able to still enjoy it.
I think so. And it's based, from what I understand, I mean, you're gonna see the game elements in there, but it's based on the books, which were a set of fantasy novels that were from Poland.
Okay.
So it'll be a little different than the games, you know, from what I understand too, but everything I've seen looks fantastic.
Oh, Aquaman was this year.
Oh, it was. Okay.
And then It Chapter 2, which I haven't seen either of the It's yet.
I saw the first one, but I never saw the second one yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second
one. Men in Black International, still haven't seen it.
Didn't see it.
Zombieland Double Tap, that might be good.
I wanted to see that one, yeah. Hadn't got around
Terminator Dark Fate. I mean, these are movies I want to watch, but I got to wait for them to come out on video.
Video, VHS. As if he's popping them in the VHS.
Oh, Pet Sematary. Did you guys watch the remake of Pet Sematary?
No.
Neither of you, huh? Nope. Rambo Last Blood. That was this year.
I wanted to see that too, and I never did.
Doctor Sleep, which I don't know.
Yep. I wanted to see that too.
Ooh, Child's Play. Know, and a lot of reboots, a lot of remakes.
Yeah. I listened to one of my favorite film podcasts. It's called Skip to the End. I've mentioned them many times before. They had reviewed Doctor Sleep, and they said it was decent. It was fun, but it wasn't as good as The Shining. But yeah, they're going out on top. I mean, this is a podcast that's wildly successful. I mean, hugely successful. And they decided that the episode that by the time this episode of ours drops, their final episode will be out, so you can check that out.
All right, so we want to make that announcement now just to ride the momentum. We are now changing the name of Digital Soup to Skip to the End.
No.
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 Of their listeners.
No. They did a really nice job. One of my favorite film and movie review type podcasts ever, and you know, it's admirable of them to step away while they're on top, you know, and not wait till they lose all their listeners and are forgotten, you know. They did a really nice job with what they did, and so it's kind of a bummer to see them go, but they're all doing different projects too, so kudos to them. But
Welcome to Morrowind was this year too.
Oh, that looked interesting. I forgot all about that. Did that actually come out though?
Well, it says December 21st. Oh, it's the release date's December 21st, no wonder.
Okay.
No wonder why we haven't seen it. It just
that doesn't make tomorrow. Sense. They don't release movies on Saturday.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Constipation?
No.
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Did you hear about the constipated mathematician? Don't worry. He worked it out with a pencil.
Oh.
Hey, is it time for a memory minute?
Oh, I thought we were going to keep going with constipation jokes. Like, we riff like that once in a while. So,
yeah. Well, we used up both jokes.
There's only two. There's two constipation jokes. That's it.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Memory Minute.
So on last week's show, when I wasn't here, you guys were talking about how this week we're going to talk about the first three cars or automobiles that we owned.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of 80s in our list here. So, Jason, you want to go first? What were your first cars you ever owned?
I sure will. Well, in it was the year 1989. I was a senior in high school. And my brother and I, what my father did was he signed the loan for us. And me and my brother purchased together a 1989 Plymouth Sundance, two-door manual transmission. Brand new car. And I want to let you know, the only brand new car I've ever owned in my entire life was my very first car. I've never owned another brand new car. We shared it for a year, and it was my first year of college the next year, and I was driving back and forth an hour from, I'm not going to tell you, these guys know where I was driving. I assume you guys know where I was going to school at, right? In Hibbing.
And
I was driving between, okay. So, I would drive a week, and then one of my friends from high school who was going to the same college, he'd drive the next week. So my brother would get the car. He was a senior in high school for 1 week, and I'd get it for the other week. Well, he got tired of it, bought himself, I can't remember what it was, some old pickup. So then I had the payments all by myself. Well, second year of college, I moved there because I didn't want to drive anymore. And because I had now rent and everything that I was paying for, I couldn't afford paying this car anymore. So I sold it. Oh, why would anybody do this? But I went from a 1989 Plymouth Sundance, a brand new vehicle, and I bought myself a used 1978 Mercury Bobcat. And for anybody who doesn't know what a Mercury Bobcat is, it's the same thing as a Pinto. You know how Ford and Mercury, they always had like their own variants of it. Same company. Mercury doesn't exist anymore. But yeah, so I had this car. And I got to tell you, it was kind of fun. I did a lot of stuff to it. One of the cool things that I did is I went in there and I put lights in the because I was going to school for was microcomputer repair, and it was a tech school, and we messed a lot with LEDs, all these different diodes and all this kind of stuff. So I was doing some of this stuff in this old car. So I was putting these lights on the ceiling, you know, inside on the ceiling, doing different things. I wired up some big speakers all around in it and, you know, put in a Roadmaster stereo. No, I don't think it was a Roadmaster. That's a joke. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It was just like a hobby car. And I drove that for a few years. And then I went new again. Well, not new, but I went newer again. And I purchased a 1985 Cutlass Sierra, which if you don't know what this vehicle is, this is like a grandpa car is what everybody was calling it.
The Gutless Cutlass.
Yeah. But I enjoyed it because it was the first vehicle I ever had that had a lot of automatic stuff. I mean, automatic locks, windows, the seat. The seat would move forward and back. And I felt it was very luxurious for the time. I was probably, I might have been like 22 or so when I had this car. And I just felt like, yeah, this is like having a Mercedes, I think, you know, at least for me it was. But that was my first three cars. And I've had so many cars. I'm, you know, 48, so I've had a ton of cars. I could go on forever talking about it, but that was my first three. All right, what'd you guys have?
I had, what was my first vehicle ever? Probably the 82 Ford F-150, which my brother had been driving for a while. This thing was full of rust. It was very gutless because I think there was a cracked head in there or something like that, because you'd always get foam in the oil.
So there's a crackhead in there. Get that crackhead out of there.
Whoever we bought it from had like American Racing rims on there, but this thing was just a rust bucket of a truck, and it had no tailgate, and it had dual whip CB antennas. And so my brother and I, we were first getting into like car stereos and stuff. I found like a 1x6 board, or maybe a 1x10, and like screwed an amp onto it to power the 6.5-inch Magnavox speakers we got at Pomida that we put in the doors. It was Pomida. Awesome. Eventually, we saved awesome. Up and bought a bass cannon to put in the behind the seat, because at the time, everybody had a bass. And then we used a CD player into the tape adapter. I don't remember who drove it before. Back at, I think I drove it for prom or something. And
what a lucky lady.
I think it was Travis or something from McDonald's drove it, and he's like, this thing sucks. I'm like, yep, it does. And then I had an 80s, I don't remember what year, maybe 84, 83, Chevy Citation 2. That was sweet. That was just a baby blue piece of crap.
Those were the best.
Yep. That thing died. I think the camshaft broke in that one. And then we had an old 82 Grand Prix, another gutless mobile that if you try to get up the hills in Duluth, you'd have to floor it. It was just bad, but it looked cool.
But it was a Pontiac, man. It's got to be good.
Yeah, it was sweet. Jason, what was you had another Plymouth Sundance, didn't you? Like when you and I first met in like 98, you had a Plymouth something, that blue one Acclaim? With the paint chipped off the roof.
Did you have an Acclaim?
Remember it was
I had a Plymouth Acclaim, yes.
Acclaim, because I was going to say, when I met you, that's what you were driving, because, it had that, it was like a recall thing where all the paint flaked off and they had just no paint on the roof of that car. And...
Yeah, they didn't do any primer, they just painted right on the Bondo or something.
I think you had a 94 Plymouth Acclaim.
Oh, is that what it was?
I remember that very specifically too, Dave.
But we only talked about the first three. I have had like 50 vehicles. Yeah. So.
Well, that's the one that we remember. Dave, what did you do?
Well, the first one I ever drove. Now, keep in mind this.
We
wasn't
talk
one
about
that
own. It's right in the title.
But this is kind of a fun bit of knowledge. The first one I ever drove, and I grew up in the country, so I learned to drive when I was like 13. No, and it was a 71 Plymouth Fury. This thing looked like the Batmobile. It's just jet black. It was actually a cop car that had been sold at an auction. And I bring it up because that's a theme you're going to notice here. It had the spotlight still on the door, and it worked. And so you'd be driving around, and you could flip that on and shine out in the woods, which is illegal to do, and we would never do that. But, you know, you could. And so, I mean, this thing looked like the Batmobile, but I wasn't legal. I couldn't drive that out on the highways. That was just around, you know, family land and in our field and stuff, learning to drive. But my first car was an 89 Chevy Caprice Classic, which was also, my dad got it at a sheriff auction. It was actually like the, not the chief, what do they call the head sheriff that doesn't patrol? He just like in the office more.
Chief deputy,
yeah. This was his car. They took the cage out of it, but it still had all of the, like, sheriff and, you know,
still
special
the shotgun.
No, the special engine, the special transmission and suspension, all of that. So this car was a tank, and it was Sheriff Brown, and it was fast as all get out, but it was geared different. So, like, if you just tromped it, you could not break the tires free. It was made to just take off, and it was awesome. I drove that car forever. Just a beast. I mean, I literally ran over a bear. I hit it, and no damage to the car other than a slight little,
was it a
barely noticeable. It was a cinnamon colored black bear, actually, that is hanging on my wall right now at the hunting shack. But
ran it over.
Yeah,
it's
I was coming
the
home.
Tire marks over its face.
No, what happened? These cars, they had the big steel bumpers, right? Big steel bumpers, and I was driving home. This was the same year that, remember the movie The Program? The football movie?
Football, yeah.
Yeah, and the kids, the big thing in there, and they cut it out of the film eventually and re-released it, but there was a scene where these high school crazy guys, you know, the jocks or whatever, they were just hammered. They were laying down on the center line in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I remember
that. And so I had just watched that a few weeks before that, and I was driving home. It was about midnight, coming home from a friend's place, and never saw anything. It was summertime, had my arm kind of draped out
what
the window
was this?
Like you do. This was 96, 95.
Did we know each other then?
No, I was in high school still. But I'm driving along, arm was hanging out the window, and all of a sudden, I'd never even saw it, never even had a chance to hit the brakes. Just boom, the front of the car lurched up, and fur brushed past my fingers. And I had no idea what I hit. I was about 3 miles from
the
house.
And the windows were closed.
Boom, no. Windows open.
Next thing you know, he turned, and all of a sudden Chewbacca's there winking. And then
on my teeth.
But no, I hit this thing, and I felt it hit the front. I ran over it with the tires on the driver's side. Boom, boom. And all that was there was a little tiny dent in the back door where its head hit. I didn't know what I hit, and it scared the crap out of me. Like I said, it was about 3 miles from home, so I just floored it, got home, went and got my mom. My dad was in bed already. We went back and looked, and all
and
I found...
And he
would
have get out of bed, "Dad, I hit something. It might have been a kid." "I'm sleeping, Dave."
Well, I didn't
get
even bother
mother.
Waking him up. But we went there. There was just a little chunk of flesh on the road, like the size of a pop can. And I'm like, we looked around a little bit. We're like, okay, nothing here. I don't know. Who knows what it was? And we went back and looked. Yeah, we looked at the car in the morning, and we could see where there was like hair and stuff. We're like, oh, it looks like bear hair, you know, fur. And so we went back and looked. And it's a good thing I didn't stop right away, because I hit that bear, ran it over, and the back of that bumper caught that bear about the rib cage and basically ripped it open.
Ooh, Dave.
But listen, nasty. The bear was alive. This is a big bear. He was alive. He went down in the ditch and laid there in the ditch for who knows how long. And then he went and he tried to run off, and there was a little creek there. He got halfway across, we're guessing, you know, tried to swim across, couldn't, came back and tried to get back up on shore and just made shore and died. And so had I stopped right then, I would have gotten out, been looking around with an angry bear right there, might have just eaten me, you know. So, yeah, that car, I drove that. So many, I hit a deer in that car, and there's never a dent. It was a tank. That was my favorite car. And then, Jason, you'll remember this one.
Well,
I believe it was, yeah, go ahead.
Your next vehicle actually was an Abrams, wasn't it?
Abrams?
Tank?
Oh, yeah, no. No, you'll remember this vehicle, though. I can't remember if it was a 90 or 91. Somewhere right in that year, it was a Pontiac Grand Am. That was that kind of baby blue-colored two-door, and that's when I had the apartment. We knew each other then, and we lived a few blocks away from each other. And remember, it was in the fall. I had just gotten that apartment. Someone threw a brick through the back window.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It. And we went out, and I seen someone run up the
20
street.
20 years
so
later,
mad.
Dave, that was me.
No. And so I got that fixed. Well, what happened is they thought this car was someone else's. It was my sister's boyfriend at the time had it, and they broke up, and she didn't want it anymore. So, you know, I got the car. Well, they thought it was his, people in this town. And so they kept smashing this car because they thought it was his. And so I got the window fixed. Everything else is fine, whatever. And then middle of winter, it's like January, came back to my house. I walked back from Jason's and the big side window just smashed out and there was grease everywhere. They had taken like a 5-gallon bucket of grease, smashed the window and dumped it all over in the car. I was like, what the heck? So got that fixed. And then this is the one I was driving, Jason. You had moved back to Deer River and I was coming over to visit you, following you. We went to a movie or something and I smacked a deer between Rapids and Cohasset there. And the deer's head, you know, was inches from it, came right through the side window.
Fur touched his
blew
hand.
Out the, no, horns were there. It was a buck. And the thing, yeah, I had glass flying in my face and just tore the side off that car.
Before you go any farther with any other, the last car here, can you please tell our listeners the total number of animals that you've actually hit? Because I think that number is pretty high.
Three digits at least.
Three digits?
No, not three digits. I
hit me about 334 animals on the way in today.
I'm trying to think. It's been a lot. Dave. I mean, where I grew up out in the country, we were a half hour from any town. And so no matter which direction you went. And so driving, I mean, it was like a gauntlet.
Geological oddity.
Small roads and everything. You know, and so there's critters running around. And I get made fun of because I drive like a grandpa, even back then, because I was always seeing animals. And it's never the ones I'd see and, people. You know, be able to stop. It's the ones that just come flying out. You never see them. But there's been a lot.
Okay.
But when I smashed that car, the next morning I went and bought, I think it was a 97 Oldsmobile Achieva.
I wanted to know a number. You'd never told me a number.
Oh, I don't know. It's
best
been,
guesstimate.
Well, I would guess probably in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 deer, a bear, a dog.
I hit two dogs.
That one was kind of sad.
Oh, yeah. Dogs are sad.
Numerous rabbits and stuff like
one
that.
One rabbit for me.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you.
I hit a grouse with my window. Did you ever hit a grouse?
Oh, I've hit a few grouse.
I've hit pheasants.
Quite a few birds. Shut it. I bet you, between all of it, I bet you I've hit 40.
Holy wow.
Maybe.
I'm like maybe to, five total.
Score.
Lots 40. Of squirrels. I don't know.
All right, now let's talk about what else was awesome this last year.
Well, he didn't say his last car. I interrupted him.
Oh, did we? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you talked about it.
No, there. That's all right. This one will be quick. I don't have any real good stories on this one.
What'd you hit with the Achieva?
It was a 90. No, it was a 96 or 97. I can't remember the year exactly.
You should do a podcast. Achieva. What I hit. That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
It's where we show Dave a picture of an animal and he says, I'd hit it. I'd hit that.
No. I'd hit that. No.
Here's a picture of a ferret. I'd hit that. Here's a moose. I'd hit that.
Oh, I almost hit a moose with Jason one time.
Fandango? I know what? We are not teaming a moose, dude.
You don't remember that? We were coming home from the Weird Al concert in Duluth. I was driving us. And it was in October. The road was just black. It was raining that night, and just one of those real dark nights, you know, no moon. And we're driving along, and I remember seeing the road. I'm like, man, it looks like a black hole up there, like just no light. I was like, what the heck? Holy crap! It was a moose that stepped out. It was crossing right in front of us. I jacked the brakes and ended up going behind it. Basically, it had crossed into, you know, my lane on 53 and on the main highway there. We almost piled right into that on the way home.
Moose are weird so out. Much bigger than people think.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And hey, I just forgot. I have hit more things than Dave ever has. I think what I killed about 400 frogs that one time.
That was just
driving home from my place.
Yeah, last trip from home from Adams. But yeah, my third car was that 97 Oldsmobile Achieva. And the only thing with that one, you guys ever hear of a problem where the shift mechanism was on the floor in the center column, like many cars are nowadays. It was relatively, it just started to become common because they used to always be on the right on the steering wheel in the column. Mm-hmm. But this car developed a problem, and Jason, I don't know if you remember this, where the shift mechanism, there's a cable that runs up and underneath the car and into the steering wheel to let the car know when you're in park that you can disengage and shut the engine off. that cable became stretched essentially. And I, it would get to a point, I'd pull up somewhere, put the car in park, and then I couldn't turn the car off because the car thought it was still in gear. Transmission knew it was in park, but it didn't disengage the the cable. So I'd have to sit there and just keep pushing the little button on the side, you know, when you press, you know, push it in and pull the shifter. I'd have to sit there and fiddle with that sometimes for like a half hour.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was sucks. So it got to the point where I just kept a spare key and I just leave it on. I'd
try it. Chiva.
Yeah, that was not my favorite car, but I got a lot of miles out
really?
Of it. Yeah, I put a lot of miles on it, but it was reliable except for that. But yeah, that's the only weird quirky thing with that car. So
what else was awesome in 2019?
What
really rang our bells?
Well, do you want me to go first? Because I got something. Ready to go.
Oh boy.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to tell it this way because I wasn't going to tell you guys this, but I got you guys Christmas gifts. It's probably going to arrive Monday or Tuesday.
Ugh. You don't have to do that.
Well, I had to.
Well, thank you. Kindly, but yeah, you didn't have to do that because I didn't get anything this year for you guys.
Okay, well, I got you both the new Mac Pros with the XDR monitors.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I got you two monitors each. and I went for the 24 core one. I did get you the full 384 gigs of RAM.
Yeah, so $25,000 worth of RAM.
Exactly. And the two XDR displays. I was thinking about getting you a third, but I figured you guys could add the third later. Is that fine?
I guess that would work.
All right. So, yeah. And I got you Minesweeper installed on both of them.
Yes.
So you play head-to-head Sweet. Minesweeper with that machine.
Finally.
Nice.
Now, I just wish Apple, we are not YouTubers, but you know what? If you send us each a Mac Pro and an XDR display, we will make review videos of your hardware. Okay? Do you guys promise to do it if they send it?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I promise.
Yep. But, well, we promise, Apple. So, hey, let's get it done.
You know, I to change the subject here to a real thing, I know you're saying that this new Mac Pro was kind of one of the best of the rest.
I think so. For tech guys, yeah, like me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm laughing because I thought in our show notes, I thought you had an article linked up here with just a bunch of random stuff. And I click on an open and the best of the rest is Digital Soup. our own show. Yep. So right. There's that.
I can't even think of anything. I mean, we already talked about movies and music and stuff like that. I mean,
well, was there any music that you discovered this year that really flipped the needle for you?
Machine Gun Kelly, did you say that you really like him a lot?
No. Oh, okay. I've got a problem with you listen to the radio, you're going to hear just what the radio wants you to hear. You're going to hear pop music. You're going to hear a lot of like the hip hop style singing voice is really the dominant one where it's
right.
And it's really light and the guys sing all whiny. It's like you don't hear good rock songs anymore. You don't even hear good alternative that's not full of, you know, electronic stuff as much, especially on the radio. So I've been music wise, I kind of look at I look at Reddit for finding some new stuff, or there's people sharing Spotify playlists of artists that are just, you know, they're not making it big out there, but they've got fantastic music. Mm-hmm. One band I discovered is called, I don't know much about them. They're called White Reaper, and they're like a kind of just a rock band out of Kentucky. Like good stuff there. Where I just miss. Give me keyboard, bass, drums, guitar, and some good vocals and a catchy
White rock. Reaper out of Kentucky. Yeah, they're not racist.
I guess it does sound kind of bad that way. They're out of Louisville. One of the guy's last names is literally Hater.
Oh, boy.
Another one's name is Hunter.
Adam, you weren't even thinking about this? Jeez.
No, it's an American Garage songs punk band.
Why don't you guys go back to Africa? That's one of the songs.
No.
Edit.
They're pretty good. Edit. Jeez, Jason, you are loud on the mic tonight.
I know. I got really close to it. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm
always looking for new music. It's
yeah. And that's what I was gonna say. I'm looking in my Spotify. They gave me my top songs of 2019. Now these aren't necessarily new songs, just stuff that I really found I was digging a lot in 2019. And the one song, there's a couple of them, but it was a remake that I remember for a few weeks there. Man, I got into it. I love the sound of it. It's a remake of the song "Cruel Summer" by it was in Cobra Kai season 2.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And it's this like kind of slower, more ominous sounding by a woman named Carrie Kimmel. And it was a really cool remake of that. Jimmy's and then sister. I know this is an older song, but Adam, it kind of fits into what you were talking, the kind of give me that gritty drum bass guitar. And it's the song by Cage the Elephant called "Ain't No Rest for the Wicked."
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a song that just it sticks in my head, and it really, really gets me going. I really enjoy that song. Yep. I mean,
we're so saturated with pop stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the fascination with like Billie Eilish and stuff. Some of this stuff that you hear.
My girls like it.
Just depressing.
And Bad Baby. Well, that's your favorite though, isn't it, Adam?
But no. You know, look at what you know when we were their age. 10. Well, I'm a little weird in that respect, but. Say
Metallica and Green
what
Day,
yeah 10 live. To 13 were you listening to that stuff at 10 to 13 years old?
I didn't listen to a lot at 10 to 13. I think Vanilla Ice and MC Hammer was
yeah,
10 to 13. I was like Captain and Tennille and
radio music. I remember listening to a lot of radio rock, you know, Alice Cooper, Poison, and you know, I definitely had the phase, and like you said, Vanilla Ice and New Kids on the Block and the radio music, pop music.
Oh, never
Michael
New Kids
Jackson,
on the Block.
Bon Jovi,
for me.
Poison, a lot of that. But actually, by the time I was 13, I had gotten into Metallica already. And so I was listening to Justice for All and, you know, some of that stuff, Master of Puppets. And I got into metal pretty early. Why my parents let me, I don't know, but I'm, you know.
They didn't know you were hiding in the garage
they knew, but they just kind of let it go, and they trusted me, you know, and I didn't turn out crazy or nothing because of it. But.
Yeah, well, the, you know, jury's still out on that one.
White Reaper's going to be in Minneapolis on February.
Ooh, you going to go see him?
I have to check this group out because I had not heard of them.
They're going to be touring with Motion City Soundtrack.
One thing that like for me, when I think of the Best of the Rest this year, and this is going to count kind of sound a little sappy maybe, but 2019 for me was a year where through social media and more importantly through podcasting and through the writing, just got to meet a lot of amazing people that have become really good, you know, close friends, people thanks. I talk to on a regular basis. Not you guys, but I'm talking yeah. about guys like...
Not us, we don't care.
No, I'm talking about guys like Vincent, who we had on here on the show, you know, and Pruitt, you know, guys like that.
Dave's
who
been making big connections this year.
Well, it's just been a year of getting to know a lot
He's
of people.
He's linked in.
No, not Get I wouldn't say that, but just, you know, you put yourself out there, you make something, and that's what we've been doing here for, we're about to finish, Jason, I looked it up from last week, we're finishing our third year. End of January, whatever it is, we'll start our fourth year of this podcast. So we've Already? Been doing that here. Yeah, we're finishing our third year. But then with adventures, you know, just getting to talk to a lot of people in the writing, and it's one of those. It's one of those things, though. No, it's one of those things where this year I've discovered just so many really good podcasts, really cool people out there. You know. Just, I mean, even you guys.
Yesterday's Sci-Fi, right?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah, even you, right, you know, Yesterday's Sci-Fi. Absolutely was just saying that. Yeah, it's stuff like that. That some of that is like, that's where my entertainment has been this year. You know, a lot of cool things like that and people I know that are just doing cool things. And so for me, that's where the biggest amount of stuff came. I mean, yeah, I saw a lot of movies and everything else, but the stuff that I'll remember, the personal connection stuff, is absolutely higher up on that list for me.
Heck yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm cheesy you, like that.
Well, mine literally was the Mac Pro. I mean, that was something that I salivate on every time I, you know, look at its pictures. I really wish I could have a Mac Pro. Apple, I mean, really, really, really wish I could have a Mac Pro. Yeah, I will record this and edit this podcast 100% on Apple products. I will evangelize Apple products to everybody I know. I will paint.
Wasn't that a band from the 2000s?
Evangelize?
I'm making a joke. It was Evanescence.
I will paint. I will paint my vehicle space gray and put the white Apple symbol on it. If Apple, and a driver everywhere if you will give me a Mac Pro.
Let's do it. I will
shave the Apple symbol into Dave's head. Oh, wait, he's bald. Into Adam's head.
What about books? You guys read? I know, Jason, you probably didn't read much this year. Adam, you read anything good this year?
This was a terrible year for reading for me. I just did not get around to it. I bought books based on your recommendation. They are sitting and waiting for me to pick them up.
Books or e-books?
Books. Paperback books.
There you go.
Hardcover? What?
Soft cover.
I love a good paperback. Easy to take with you.
I want my paperback.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite books this year, I've actually read a decent amount. You know, a lot of books on creativity, a lot of books on like geeky stuff. But my favorite one that I keep picking up, a lot of photo books too, but it's called Geek Art. I talked about it last year. I got it for Christmas last year. And it's just full of like all of this fan-made geek art, kind of reimagining all kinds of different stuff. And to me, that's one that it's not one you're going to sit down and read, but it's one you're just going
to. Well,
grab
usually
it,
do like, that to books.
Well, no, it's not. It's more showcasing.
Oh, you sit down like and eat it?
No, it's a giant portfolio, like collection of all kinds of different artwork. That's all geek-centric. I mean, weird takes on, like, Mario or, you know, who knows? It could be anything. There's tons of stuff in there. And it's
seductive pictures of Samus Aran?
No, nothing like that. It's all just awesome artists. Like, you know, kind of think of, like, the stuff Boss Logic does and, you know, stuff like that where just amazing artwork from a ton of different, you know, talented creatives. And that's one that I really enjoy because I can just grab it. You know, and I got 5 minutes and just be like, I'm going to take a look at this and flip, you know, just open it randomly to a page and then just enjoy, you know, a page or two of someone else's art. It's really cool.
Awesome, awesome.
Sauce.
With that, guys, I think it might be time for Dave to keep talking.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. I was just going to say we're getting long, but we have all three of us here, and I've got to know, are we going to wait for the next round of Super Fights?
We're gonna have to. Midnight.
We're gonna have to. So, folks, you heard it here. Coming in 2020, Super Fights is making its return. So, it's time to put the lid on the soup. And be sure to head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com for all things Digital Soup. Of course, anywhere where you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe. And if they let you leave a review, please do so. 5 stars if it's 5 stars available. 10 stars if it's 10 stars available. You know you want to tell a friend about us. And of course, hit us up on Twitter at Digital Soupcast. And if you really like what you're hearing and want to leave us a tip, we are going to have a link to our Patreon page, both on our website and in the show notes here, so feel free to do that. Guys, we are looking forward to seeing you back in 2020. We are going to continue pushing out quality content and the best Digital Soup podcast you can ever imagine coming in 2020. Here's to another great year. Happy New Year's, guys. And from all of us here at the Digital Soup Podcast, a sincere thanks for another year of listening. We'll catch you next time.
I usually say, take care, guys. I'm going to leave you with this thought. At the end of next year, we can look back on 2020, and it'll be truly the year of hindsight. Take care, guys.
And Mr. Cook, I'm serious.
Still begging for Apple.
An Apple Mac Pro with an XDR Adam, display.
Let's start shipping him one bag of apples a week for like the next month.
I will name my next child Mac Mini.
Absolutely.
It's the Digital Soup Podcast.